Rob, I don't know if you know me. I'm calling for Mike Prokes, right? Apparently, he had told you about a situation that's been developing with regard to a newspaper article. Yeah. Not yet. We hope it won't be, ever.
Okay, what we were talking about
was
dismissing the whole guardianship on leave.
I see.
Well, we just for a reason.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, good. Maybe you could call us back. Okay, that'd be good. We'd feel like, you know, it's... Okay, good. Correct. And his refusal to rely on first-hand factual verifiable information, well, about our programs and about what we do, and speaking directly and having an interview with Jim Jones. Well, he's not going with an interview. I mean, he hasn't been able to get one yet because there have been so many difficulties in arranging one. So he's, instead of waiting for one and doing it professionally, he said, well, I'm not going to bother an interview. Right, and he's going to do it in such a way, he said, that so that he can't be sued. He'll just use people's impressions. You know, he'll write a gossip type of article, which I think is outrageous.
Right.
Oh, okay. I see. Right.
Well, there's Melita Gibson, who's in this meeting.
Yeah. What's happening so far as the orange juice or Florida orange juice boycott? I understand you, Jim Jones, has urged members of the temple to observe that boycott. Is that correct?
Well, he's been away for some time. I'm not sure if he did before he left or not. I guess he's been gone 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the boycott, efforts to organize it began longer ago than
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he could have because I was away too. But probably the best person to contact would be Howard Wallace in the gay community. And do you know how to reach him?
I have a number. Yes.
Yeah, I would say he's the best one. But I
understand it. Is it correct that he spoke to your member, to the temple, did he?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
You didn't hear him yourself?
No.
Well, one question, your membership is now what of the People's Temple?
Numbers, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 9,000, over 9,000 in this area.
9,000 in this area, okay. and what is the, you've you have that newspaper that you...
People's Forum.
What, the People's Forum is called?
Yes.
And have you had articles about the boycott in there?
Well, the last one that came out, was, no. It's come out about every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we haven't had anything on that situation.
But you've done it by way of Sunday services? Or?
Right.
I see. And do you remember what actually was said, either by Jim Jones or anybody else on the subject?
No, I could find out and get back to you.
I sure would appreciate just what the position is, if anybody actually heard Jim Jones preach on the subject, I would be interested to know what he said. I can call Wallace myself, but, the more information, the better.
Right. How soon do you have to have the information?
Well, today or tomorrow would be fine.
Okay. Guy, we understood, called you, and we're trying to check out his credibility. And thought maybe you could...
Well, geez, he was just a Chronicle guy. I didn't write his name down or anything. I just fucked him over to Tim.
Oh. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Did he ask
any questions?
Oh, he asked me a few questions about background. I just simply stated that I had nothing but the most pleasant relationships with the church, but I had sort of an idea that whatever questions he did ask were based on the faith healing. And so I didn't know exactly what he was up to. I thought he was just a Chronicle guy that was going to do a piece, but I told him that I certainly wasn't the best source, and then I referred him over to Tim.
Yeah. Do you remember the specific thing he asked?
Well, it's hard to say. He didn't ask any real probing questions. It was just more or less the history of the church, just broadly, in the broadest terms, in this area, which I gave to him. And about all the... as a matter of fact, he called me when I was pretty stretched, so I wasn't about to pull my file, you know, and give him everything. I just gave it to him off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That Jim had served on the Human Rights Commission in Indianapolis, and give the approximate time when he'd arrived here in Redwood Valley. And just other than that, I just, you know, just on the basis that it never anything but the most pleasant relationships between the church and the newspaper. Just let it go at that.
And then he asked what you knew about the faith healing ministry?
No, he didn't. No, he did not. The only thing he did, he mentioned that what he was asking questions about related to the faith healing, and apparently to the tremendous following that Jim now has in the larger cities and the coast.
I see.
And so I just can't tell you any more than that, Mike. I just don't have the information. I just wasn't about to be pulled into a detailed conversation or anything.
Right.
Because, as I say, I was just busy when he called.
Right. Well, he's, from the feedback we've gotten of others that he's asked questions of, he's conducted himself in, well, let's say, less in a professional manner.
Well, why don't you call the head of the Chronicle and find out if you got a staff member that's going around asking questions for a story.
Yeah, that's what...
Have you got a name on this guy yet?
Yeah, it's something like Caldor, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's misrepresenting himself, evidently.
Well, he did say Chronicle.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, I appreciate it,
George.
In our formal conversation, did you say that you had not talked with him because he's said some things which indicated that, several people think that, you know, he's seen your article, the article that, you know, you'd written on us, and we're trying to find out what he's up to because of feedback that we've got.
I see no way you could have seen that article. There were 4 copies, I believe, one of which I guess you still have, and the other 3 are with me and the editors.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never showed it to him.
I see. Did you say he asked to see it?
Well, when we had our original conversation the day I left for the East, we had talked about getting together and possibly talking to each other about what we had various things we knew as a result of our looking into the stories. At that time, I knew nothing about Kilduff except that he was a reporter for the Chronicle. Subsequently to that, I kind of asked about him and found out he was not someone quite apart from the controversy that arose around the story. I found out he was not someone I really wanted to talk with to begin with.
Did he approach you, or did you...
The original contact was me to him as a result of my having gotten that information that he was doing the story and that there had been some pressure to have him not do the story. So that original phone call before I left was from me, and then when I came back, all the contacts were the other way around with his phone and me.
And how many times did he call?
I think he phoned three times. I think it was three. The third one, conceivably, was my phoning him back to tell him that I, you know, didn't want to get together with him.
Okay.
Is he still working on the story?
Well, people call us, and yesterday we got a call, and he's still, you know, asking questions, and he's going about it in, shall we say, well, less professional manner.
Hmm.
And there's a likelihood that we're going to sue him.
Hmm.
Because of something that, well, a couple things that he said, and we have people that look like they'll be willing to, testify. So what we're trying to do is see if he's intends to publish or try and get it published.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll initiate a suit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he when was your last contact with him?
The Wednesday of the week I got back.
Yeah.
Which, I got back on Easter Day, so whatever the Wednesday right after that was.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way he's tried to get information is highly questionable.
In what ways has he been unprofessional?
Well, he has represented himself as being something other than what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's said things about us that are unbelievably outrageous.
Hmm. In the course of the interview?
Of questioning people about us.
Kind of strange.
So,
it's not a very good way to conduct interviews, among other things.
No, and it's not just, we've got it back from more than one person.
Huh.
So it's...
Have you talked to him, Ben?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of gives you the runaround.
Hmm.
But he still intends on pursuing it, so I think we have an alternative. But it's legal staff still concerning. It depends on what he's going to do, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've never met the guy. I just heard he's kind of somewhat young and arrogant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the extent of my direct knowledge.
Right. Okay, I guess you had somebody here yesterday, Common Sense, that they covered the World Peace Council.
Oh, right, yeah. I forget who, someone told me they were going there. I forget who that was.
Yeah.
Was it a good meeting?
Yeah, it was. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Good turnout?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good turnout.
Good.
Thank you very much,
okay.
Jesse. Take care.
Bye-bye. I don't ever recall having mentioned that. The very first conversation, the one on the day before I left, was some amount of kind of talking. I was interested in what he was doing, because it was the first I had heard about that someone else was working on a story in People's Temple. And I don't think I really told him. I think I mainly kind of asked him what he was doing. Problem is my notes on that. I took all the stuff from the East, and then I mailed it all back, or some friend of mine mailed it all back to me, because I was going to Mexico, and I didn't want to take all that stuff with me, and it hadn't yet arrived, including my notes on that conversation. But my memory was of virtually everything being kind of a one-way
mm-hmm.
conversation of my asking him what he was doing. And
could you hold this one?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
The plane thing, I don't know what to say, because that's something that someone had told me, and conceivably the same person who told him that information mentioned it to
mm-hmm.
to Kilduff as well.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it wasn't, as I recall, it wasn't said in an unfriendly manner. It was actually,
mm-hmm.
When I talked to that person later, because I wanted to check on that fact.
You think it's possible he could have heard it from the same person?
It's conceivable.
It could be the same source.
This person actually said that he had maybe been mistaken as far as what he had heard was that there were two people introduced as pilots.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as I recall, again, these notes are it's in the notes, but it was a man and a woman who were introduced as the temple's pilots.
Yeah.
And I guess he had inferred from that that if the Temple had pilots that had a plane. Talking with him later, he said that was possibly an incorrect inference.
I know that is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Whitaker. But did, do you think there was any, I mean, you don't think that you gave any information that was in the article, just inadvertently? Let's see, there's a few other things.
I can't remember really having passed on any of the information from the article. I don't see any reason why that particular point would have been any of it, if there was any more general.
Anything about the Fillmore Center? There's some reference in there about us and involvement and wanting to get involved with the Fillmore Center. Western edition.
I cannot really. It's really hard because it was like what now, 3 or 4 weeks ago that conversation, and it was a very rushed one because I was about to leave. Obviously, I was kind of also. It was a very upsetting time, obviously. Too.
Yeah.
So somewhat may make my memory less than sharp, but I can't really recall any my having transmitted any specific information from the article to him.
Okay. Well,
if I hope these notes are going to arrive. If after looking at them, that refreshes my memory to the extent of realizing that I did say more to him. I can get back to you on that, but I'm almost positive that there wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
And unless, as far as seeing the article, that would be a virtual impossibility. I mean, just the three copies that we have are with us, and we never would have showed it to him.
Okay. Well, if you do think of anything, I'd really appreciate a call.
Okay.
Thanks a lot again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.